record of 24-3. They ended up 6-2 in the Six Rivers East Conference. That was behind Pecatonica Argyle, the number one team in state. Pecatonica Argyle beat Albany twice this year by 8 and 9 points, respectively. For the Comets down this tournament trail, they got a bye in round number one. And then in the regional semis, they defeated Heritage Christian 78-39. The regional finals over Palmyra Eagle 69-28. And then 2 days ago, defeated Sheboygan Christian 65-36, up by 12 at the break, and outscored Sheboygan Christian 33-16 in half number two. They didn't have any box score for Albany Monticello, but on the year, it looks something like this. Alana Dirce with 13.5 points per ball game is their leading scorer. Abby Hollis with 12.1. Delena Trumpy with 10.1. And Molly Olson at 9.8. So just 0.2 of a point behind having four girls in double digits. And of course, the winner of this contest, they head off to state. And that'll be next Friday, March 8th. If they would play in game one, that would happen at 9:05, where it's the number one versus the number four seeds. Or if they play in game two, the two and three seeds, that would be 15 minutes after game one. Well, the buzzer has sounded. They're about to do the national anthem. We'll take a 1 minute timeout, and we'll be back with the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to Sectional Final Basketball, FM 105.5 WIRI.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965.
From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis,
the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy and warm with lows only in the low 40s. A mix of sun and clouds and even warmer tomorrow with record highs in the upper 60s and breezy. Couple of sprinkles and showers Sunday night into Monday. Mostly cloudy and not as warm, but still pretty mild for this time of year with a high near 50. Right now it's 53.
The Albany Monticello Band with their rendition of the national anthem here from Hartford Union High School. They're getting set to do the starting lineups. We need to do the same. And first of all, for Albany Monticello Comets, Derek Dosher, their coach, they will start four guards tonight. One of those guards is Abby Hollis, a 5'6 junior. The second is Delena Trumpy, a 5'8 junior. The third is Avery Briggs, 5'8 and a senior. Molly Olson, 5'4 and a sophomore. And the forward tonight is Alana Dirce, 5'8 and a senior. For your Assumption Royals, coached by Ryan Klein, they will start three guards this evening. Sarah Shaw, 5'7 junior. Jordan J. Glinski, a 5'6 sophomore. Addie Vollert, a 5'6 junior. The forwards, Claire Nelson, 5'7 and a junior. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Royals, Anna Schooley, 6' and a junior. So one of the things you'll notice, no seniors in the starting lineup, four juniors and a sophomore for the Royals. For the Comets, they have a couple of seniors, a sophomore, and two juniors. So gave Michael a chance to kind of catch his breath here a little bit. And Michael, you had a fun day down in Madison, and it continues tonight.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually kind of surprised they let me in this building. So what Lincoln did to Hartford's wrestling team last night that I was witness for. But, you know, it's this is going to be a good one. I think if Assumption plays a defense that they're capable of, I don't know if Monticello's – I won't I won't disparage him, Randy, but what Assumption brings to the court defensively is extremely hard to prepare for in one day. Now, that being said, what they do on offense is hard to prepare for in one day. That smothering defense when it's running and is allowed to play, Randy, I don't know.
Yeah, it comes down to staying healthy, and it comes down to staying out of foul trouble.
Yes, sir.
And if the Royals can do that, I think we got a chance to head over to Green Bay next week, Friday. So the introductions have been completed. The Assumption Royals, because Assumption actually comes alphabetically behind Albany, they are the visiting team. And we are set to jump ball at center for the Royals. Jumping will be none other than Anna Schooley. And going up to do the honors for Albany is Trumpy. And the ball is in the air, and we are underway. And glad you're along for this sectional final here from Hartford Union. The Royals going towards 105.5 on the FM dial here in half number one. As Sarah Shaw has the ball, they put a lot of pressure on. They're playing man-to-man. There is a nice contingent here from Assumption, but maybe twice as many from Albany Monticello because lot closer, too.
You got two towns.
On the baseline, going to the basket, getting fouled and shooting two will be Addie Vollert. And that's a nice start for the Royals. One of the disadvantages tonight is that we have the Royal student body in front of us, so when they're standing, we will not see anything happening right below us on this half of the quarter court.
I will try to bring it, the action that I can see, because I've got to stand. I've been sitting all day. My legs are killing me. I don't want a blood clot either. So I'm going to be standing as much as I can. So, Randy, I won't interrupt you. I'll just try to help you out here.
Vollert swishes both free throws, and they will come with full court pressure and try to trap right off the get-go here as the ball is in the hands of Olsen. And she'll take it across the 10-second line, racing up the right side against Sarah Shaw. Slams on the brakes. Takes it back to the top of the wheel, goes on the left-hand side, hands it off there to Durchie. Durchie, their top scorer. Stop at the left elbow, get it back on top, and rotate the right side. Try to go backdoor cuts. Three ball on the way, and it is short. And the rebound to Sarah Shaw. It kind of reminds you a little bit, Michael, of what we saw with Pacelli with their backdoor cuts, so we'll see how that plays out tonight.
Yeah, we'll see, but the difference between that Pacelli game and this, Sarah Shaw.
Exactly. Straight away, ball on top of the wheel. Claire Nelson thought about taking it, decided not to. Anna Schooley catches it now, takes a dribble or two towards the middle, and then goes back out on the left wing to Claire Nelson. Jordan Jaglinski will drive to the left elbow. Nelson fakes the three ball, goes inside, goes on the right side. Addie Vollert thought about the seven-footer, didn't take it, goes underneath Nelson with the left hand, and it rolls up short. The rebound comes down to Albany, and coming up the court is Molly Olson for the Comets. Ball on the left wing, and that's the area where we have difficulty seeing with the Royal student body in front of us. Try to turn the edge. Royals try to double team, go baseline, got an easy layup and got it. Avery Briggs with her first 2 points for the senior, and we are tied at twos. Played just about 2 minutes thus far here tonight. Half number one. Schooley has it on the right wing. Still man defense being employed by the Comets. And I think instead of saying Albany Monticello all night, we'll either call them AM or just Albany. So Schooley with it. Good defense thus far by Albany. Putting the pressure on. Tried to lob it back door to Claire Nelson. Can't quite get a hand on it. It's going to be turnover number one on the Royals. 15:36 to go in half number one. Knotted at twos. The Royals come with 1-2-2 zone pressure. Olsen takes it on the right side. Throws it over the top to Durchie. She catches it. Tries to penetrate to the right. That's what they like to do a lot from what we've seen on film. They like to go right more than left when they break that pressure. And they get it on the left side. Three bomb on the way.
Ooh.
Good for Abby Hollis. And the first lead of the night for the Comets at 5-2. Vollert dribbling right over by Coach Dosher. He's playing good defense out there. He's active, like Chaka Smart. Underneath, they got Vollert wide open. Blocked, gets her own rebound, overlays it. Sarah Shaw puts it up, gets it blocked. Ball is saved into the hands of Vollert. She backs it up, puts it up, and they got the follow. Three offensive rebounds that time before finally the whistle blew.
As Coach Klein says, layups are hard.
And that'll go against Molly Olsen, the sophomore. It'll be her second. Excuse me, her first. The other one was on Briggs. And Bollert knocks down the first. So Addie, 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. 5-3 Comets. Couple of dribbles, a spin, and a splash. Addie, a perfect 4 for 4. See if we can't force a turnover on this pressure this time. They take her to the left side. See if they can't get her to reverse the court. They do. Ball into the hands of Durchy. And now send it back out on top. Dribble penetration. Little Euro step. No. Rebound battle for. Sarah Shaw digs it out of there. Look out from behind Sarah. And she gets it poked away. Turnover number 2 on the Royals. Good defense that time by Molly Olsen as she just snuck up on Sarah's backside and was able to poke it away. And a 5-second call as Sarah Shaw guarded her closely.
She doesn't get the turnover, but she does get the turnover with how close she was guarding.
14-16 still to go here in half number one, our first substitution of the ball game. Claire Nelson will take a seat and be replaced by Lydia Smits, the 5'9 senior. One of 2 seniors on this squad. Of course, the other Kendall Dillman, who with that injury has not been able to play for a greater share of the year. So the Royals into the forecourt, get it into the hands of Lydia Smits. She backs her way to the right elbow before giving it up to Jay Glinski. Schooley, double team, turns, shoots, and gets it.
There we go.
Anna Schooley got a very friendly, soft roll off the rim, and Assumption regains the lead at 6-5. Pressuring it as they bring it across the 10-second stripe. That's Durchy with it. Throw it across right side. Another 3 ball on the way. That's going to be long, and a long rebound is taken out of there by Sarah Shaw. Sarah gets a little bit of pressure after she got the rebound, but she's able to get away from it. Jay Glinski for 3 long. It looked good when she let it go. And on the rebound, ripped out of the hands of Smits, and will go the other way. Oh, a little bit of a bump. Ooh. Pretty soft bump that time by Jordan Jay Glinski, but they called it. First on Jordan, first on the Royals. Bad part of it was right in the middle of the court,
yep.
Wide open, nobody else around, and the ball didn't come free. It's just like one of those things you think, yeah. It's discretionary. 6-5 Royals, 13-20 on your AM dial, but on the scoreboard clock as well. Ball down low, back out, 3 ball on the way again, that's long again. Rebound battle for, and won by the Comets, and put it up, and I think Lydia Smits is going to get whistled as she might have caught Avery Briggs on the shot. For Lydia, it's her first, team second. Free throw is on the way and long. Is that Hollis at the line, Michael?
I believe that is Briggs.
Briggs is shooting.
Heavy Avery Briggs.
Second free throw for Briggs on the way. This one rolls around and out. Offensive rebound, however, is gathered by Durchy. And then Schooley almost gets the INT. Go to the baseline, lay it up, and lay it in as Avery Briggs. So she didn't get the free throws, but she got the layup. And it's 7-6 as they pressure Schooley. She goes left side. Smith's got an offensive foul as she kind of out of control that time and ran right over the top of Molly Olsen. She wanted to get down court in a hurry and get that ball in the corner, but she just couldn't stop herself from running over the top of Olsen, and it'll be her first personal, second team, and Sarah Shaw will come in, and as well as Ari Cavanaugh. So Vollert and Jay Glinski take a seat for Assumption, trailing at 7-6, 12:50 to go in the first half. Couple of dribbles in the backcourt, throw it to the half-court line, and a walk. Yep, she caught it, and before she could get the ball on the floor, she took an extra step, and Coach Dersher says, got to slow it down, don't let them speed you up. And that's something we've talked about often, Michael, that this defense can speed you up and you don't even realize it.
You start hearing footsteps in the back of your mind, and then you're passing too quick and they're Owen's home or you're dragging your foot. It's a kind of a lot of chaos.
Like Coach Nelson said, you start seeing ghosts, right? Sarah Shaw tries to pass it back to Ari Cavanaugh, and it's taken away that time by Olsen. Turnover number three, and we're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to be called on the Royals, and it's right, we're blocked out by the student body. We'll have to wait and see who it is. Going to call it on Ari Cavanaugh, her first, team's fourth. Ari takes a seat. Somebody's got to get off the court. Got too many out there. There we go.
There goes Smits.
So I think we got the first five out there again.
Yes.
We do. Okay. For the Royals. Trailing at 7-6. Approaching the 12-minute mark here. Half number one. One bounce to Hollis on the left wing. Guarded out there. Almost a takeaway by Vollert. Fake the three ball. Get the ball back on the left wing. A little bit of trouble over there for Dirce. And we got another
three-second
violation this time. Turnover number three on Albany Monticello. So the Royals, again, down by one. Doesn't look like there's going to be any pressure in the backcourt. So Vollert just takes it casually up across the 10-second stripe. Goes to the left side. Schooley back over to Vollert. They do extend their defense very well, those Albany.
But they're real quick to close it back down when anyone ever penetrates down low.
Try to get a lob to Sarah Shaw, and that pass is a little bit too far. Turnover number four on the Royals. Maybe a little combination of...
There's some jitters. There's a lot of room on the back ends of both baskets. So
yeah, there's no bleachers or walls right behind the hoops. Going to the basket, slamming on the brakes. Going to be close to a three-second violation in there again. Gets the shot off. Another offensive rebound for the Comets. Underneath, Duck Gunner put up. Hollis got it. Trumpy got it. Her first two of the ball game. And it's 9-6, Albany Monticello. 11 minutes on the first half clock. Royals take it to the left side, to the hands of Claire Nelson. She surveys the defense. Can't quite get a post up to Sarah Shaw. Now they're going to get a travel on Jaglinski as she caught the pass and took off a bit early as well. And that's turnover number five on the Royals. Very uncharacteristic to see the Royals with more turnovers than the other team.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of jitters in this one. This is the most we've seen the Royals trail since they played Pacelli almost a month ago.
And there's a steal almost in the backcourt. Jump ball, possession arrow should go in favor of the Comets. Sarah Shaw just reached in and disrupted the dribble and then dove on top of it and got the tie-up. So that turns over the arrow. We'll turn over Albany. That's number four on them. And Rose going to come with full court pressure. Pushing hard and giving a little forearm shiver with that right arm that time was Olsen. She's going to go left side baseline over to Anna Ellinger, a 5'9 junior, who's coming to the ball game. Spin it into the paint. Now kick it back out to Ellinger. Down the paint. Walk.
She walked.
Yep. Got a little bump, but that let him play through that and called for the walk.
She took the step before she got hit, so that better be a travel call.
So the Royals down by three as Vollert goes straight up the middle of the court. Looking for a screen on the left side from Claire Nelson. Gets it, but isn't able to use very much of it. Jaglinski will fire a three.
Oh!
Banks it in. She went straight at it and got it down, and we're tied at nines with 10 minutes to go in half number one. To the free throw line. Bounce it over on the left side. Rotate it. Oh, my goodness. Way downtown. That was an NBA three in the NBA long rebound as Abby Hollis did not connect on the shot, but a rebound in the hands of Monticello, Albany, the Comets. Dribble around the arc. Out on top into the hands of Trumpy. And she'll get it over on the left side to Olsen. Olsen picks up her dribble at the right wing. Back to Hollis. Got it out there by Schooley. Try to go with the lob. Poked away. Turnover number six. Sarah Shaw is going to go coast to coast to get a charge. A lot of contact by Sarah that time as she kind of like Addie that time, just a little bit out of control, and they called her for the charge. And, you know, kudos to the defense. She was backing up. She held her own space and ended up with the charge.
Yeah, that's good defense right there, being able to draw that. That's a good call.
Lydia Smith's back into the ball game for the Royals. Still nines with 9:15 to go. Picking up her dribble is Dirtshe. Tries to throw it and goes right through the hands of Ellinger, turnover number 7. Ball on the left side. Try to go underneath, and Sarah Shaw just overled Addie Vallert that time. Turnover number 6 on Assumption. I think if she had to redo it, she might have gone to Jordan on top for the 3.
I was thinking that too.
Exactly 9 minutes remaining now here in half number 1. Nines are crazy on the scoreboard. 9-9 is the score.
Oh,
pass it up ahead. Almost a walk again,
there,
but
they go.
Throw it away. Trumpy a little bit ahead of herself. Turnover number 8. Ball goes 50 feet away in the big open space behind the basket, and they run it down. Schooley will come back in, replacing Claire Nelson for Assumption.
Very evenly played game to this point. No team's really had an advantage, really.
Assumption with the basketball, trying to get the advantage if they can score here. There's the backdoor cut to Schooley, but they double-team her on the baseline immediately, so she goes to Shaw, back out to Schooley. They do move their defense very quickly from double-team to pouncing way back out on the perimeter and putting on pressure defense. The one thing that'll be interesting to see, Michael, is as we get later on into the ball game and all this pressure from the Royals, if they do to wear down.
Right there, you can see it the other way. There's a lot of pressure being put on by the Comets.
Vallert with the left hand underneath. No. Rebound on the floor, picked up by the Comets. Going to come the other way. Stop reaching in, and they're going to get a jump ball. That was quick.
Really quick call.
So it'll be Assumption basketball. We'll turn it over again. That's number 9. So Dirtshe back into the ball game for Albany. And the Royals again with a chance to take the lead. We've been stuck on 9 for a few minutes here.
Yeah.
That's a tribute to both teams playing good defense and just not being able to take advantage of some shots. Well, Addie saw a little opening there. She was thinking about trying to go for it, but thought better of it. Goes back out to Schooley and set on the right wing. Anna, left side, Sarah Shaw. Sarah, right side, down low. Vallert, get in, baby, yes. The hoop and the arm for Addie Vallert. Scorer's table on the other side of the court, so we kind of have to wait till it goes up on
30.
The scoreboard, and it's going to be whistled on Anna Ellinger, the 5'9 junior. Her first, team's third, compared to 5 for the Royals. And the free throw's long and wide right this time. Doesn't go for Addie. That's her first miss. She's 4 for 5. 11-9 Royals, 7 1/4 to go. Skip pass over the top, 3 ball on the way. That's short, but it's a long rebound. And that'll happen with those 3 balls. You get those long rebounds, and it's tough not to go to the basket for the rebound when you're on defense because you're just trained to do that and look for a box out. So the ball now rotating the perimeter. Olsen with it, goes around to the right side to Dirtshe. Little jab step, drive inside, put up off the glass, too hard. Nice block out that time by Lydia Smits. And she'll take it all the way up to the timeline before leaving it to Addie Vallert. Sarah Shaw back around to Lydia. 6:45 to go, 11-9 Assumption. Just inside the arc, long two for Anna Schooley. Won't fall. Rebound secured by the Comets. Ball across the court into the hands of Trumpy. Dribbles at once. Royals a little bit of a zone defense this time. 2-3 zone look. Ball just below Michael and I. Left baseline. Oh, nice feed on the inside. Little give and go. That time from Briggs to Ellinger, and Anna gets her first two. And we're tied at 11. Royals push the ball into the forecourt as we approach the 6-minute mark. Go on the baseline. Sarah Shaw, teardrop runner. Good. Sarah's first two of the night. And Assumption back on top, 13-11. Just under 6 minutes now remaining in half number 1. As Dirtshe and Olsen play catch in the backcourt. Now a double team as they cross the timeline. Jumper from the left side doesn't go. Rebound volleyball to run. Won by Ellinger. She'll step under, put up the shot, and got the hoop and the harm. As she made a nice little understep and was able to get it to fall, and she'll shoot a free throw. It's going to be a second foul on Lydia Smits.
You don't like to see the fouls pile up, but if she's one that it can pile up on, that'd be one. She's a very good role player. You don't want to see her sit, but it's kind of necessary at the moment.
Ellinger knocks down the free throw as Lydia does take a seat. And Eldony Monticello back on top, 14-13. 5 minutes and 40 seconds still here in half number one. Across the timeline goes Vollert with the dribble to Sarah Shaw. Around to Jaglinski on the top. Sets, fires a three, comes short. Up short. And the rebound is secured by Hollis. A crossover in front of Jaglinski. Swinging around right side. That's Olsen with it. Dirtshe back on top to Olsen. Fakes the three, goes inside. Eight-footer, no. Rebound secured by Anna Schooley. And can't hook up that time on the outlet with Jaglinski, and it's turnover number seven on the Royals.
Coach, yeah, good heads-up play to get the board, but just a little bit too far ahead of her for Jaglinski.
So the Comets with the basketball, dribble penetration, stop and pop from 10. Didn't get a box out that time for the Royals. Gets their own rebound, does Dirtshe. Their leading scorer just got her first two of the night. And it's 16-13 in favor of Albany. Vollert, Schooley, left side, 14-footer short. Rebound, Trumpy with it for the Comets. Got a chance to take their biggest lead of the ball game right here. Ilana Dirtshe with it. Down inside, and then dribbling it off her foot is Trumpy, turnover number 10. So the Royals have done a pretty decent job suddenly turning over Albany, just not can't convert on the other end.
A big part of that is Albany Monticello is doing such a great job by getting back on defense and not allowing anything in the paint or really too many rebounds.
And doing a good job breaking the pressure, too. A lot of times the Royals get a lot of scores off those backcourt steals, but thus far not much. So the Royals in the front court. Ball on the left side. Spotting up a three. That's going to be long that time for Claire Nelson. And the rebound is secured by the Comets. Racing up the court on the left side is Hollis. She'll throw it across the top. Dribble penetration. Teardrop runner for Dirtshe. And she's got back-to-back twos for the Comets. And they have their biggest lead of the ball game at 18-13. Jaglinski down on the baseline. Put up the shot. It won't go. And the rebound by the Comets. And again, just a little bit of a bump by Jaglinski. And again, out in the wide open spaces. Just not much contact there, but no. Just enough to call for the whistle. And it's now 1-1 already with 3:36 to go for the rest of the half here for Albany. Lana Dirtshe will get the 1-1. Three throws in the air and off the bracket, no. Rebound secured by Vollert. And he's going to come up against Briggs. Goes from left to right, looking for a screen. Gets it on the top. Now goes left side. Jaglinski out to Nelson. Back out to Vollert. Schooley popping out on top of the wheel. Left side Nelson. Back around Shaw. Little jab step and then goes back to Claire. Addy, top of the wheel, just inside the arc. Schooley down low inside, stops and pops and good. That's kind of a good position to get the ball to Anna in because she just turns from about 5 feet and connects. And it's 18-15 now. Royals down by three. Take it across the timeline. Good dribble penetration that time by Dirtshe. Steal almost by the Royals. Tipped into the backcourt. Last touch by Assumption. Albany runs it down and retains possession. Ball on the right side. Olsen over to Briggs. Avery skips it across on the left-hand side to Dirtshe. Lob it underneath, and a foul, and oh my goodness. Delana Trumpy, that ball hit the bottom of the rim, somehow crawled up, hit the backboard, and fell in for her. And the fans love the shot, And the hoop and the foul goes against Anna Schooley, her first. 20-15, 2:26 to go, half one.
Definitely not the start you want for the Royals. Just not really getting their offense started.
And again, the rebound's hard off the bracket, the long rebound secured by the Comets. Oh. Is that a three? It is, on the way and good for Molly Olson. Her first points of the ball game, and it's an 8-point lead for Albany Monticello. Ball on the left side to Vollard. Addy right in front of Coach Dosher. Gives it to Sarah Shaw. She'll dribble back over to Vollard on the baseline. Gets double teamed. Pivoting away from that double team. Goes around on the right side. Three ball on the way. That's too long that time for Lydia Smits. And the rebound comes down to the Comets. Take it all the way down the court. And no foul on the floor as Lydia just got run over, but I think they're going to get a foul reaching in before that on Addie Vollard. It's the second on Addie, and that'll be team foul number 9. So still a 1-1 for Albany Monticello. Molly Olson will do the honors. After this, it'll be the super bonus. Free throw, no good, and this time Anna Schooley climbs the ladder and gets the rebound. 23-15, 1:40 to go, half one. Into the front court. Royals with the ball. Schooley ball above her head. Has to go left side. Jay Glinski open for a three. Oh, halfway down, and it came out. That would have helped big time. Now Monticello with a chance to take a 10-point or 11-point lead. If they can score on this possession with 1:17 to go. They dribble hard, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Ball on the right side. That's Trumpy with it. She goes inside the point arc, and then she'll hand it off. And oh, can't make the connection with Molly Olson. Turnover number 11. Most of those turnovers, however, have come on the offensive end, and therefore yes. Royals haven't been able to turn them into points.
Right.
See what the Royals can do here in the final 60 seconds of half number one, trailing it by 8. Smits with it on top of the wheel. Go right side to Sarah Shaw. Swinging around to Jay Glinski. Left side, Smits. Lydia dribble penetration. Put up the runner. Get in. Yeah. She got it to go, and she got the foul as well. And that's going to go against Trumpy. It'll be her first, team's fourth. Ari Cavanaugh will come in and replace Jordan Jay Glinski with those two fouls. Addie Vollard also on the bench with two fouls, so don't want to pick up a foul on the defensive end with two fouls this late in the half. Smith's free throw got a friendly roll as well. That hit the back of the bracket, went straight up and came down on the bracket and fell through. 23-18, Royals down by 5, 40 seconds to go. Pass into the forecourt at the free throw line. Slam on the brakes is Olson. Durche going to back it out. Round to Olson, back to Durche. The two of them play catch with 25 seconds to go. I got a feeling they're going to just settle for the last right here. Why not? You're up by 5. That's the worst you can go into the locker room with. If you hit one at the buzzer, it's 7 or 8. Durche, left-hand side, Hollis with 8 seconds. Olson on the right side. Back out to Hollis. Goes against Kavanaugh. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound for the Royals. Gun sounds. We've come to the end of the first half of play, where the Comets of Albany Monticello hold a 5-point advantage, 23-18. I'm going to send it back to Don Chesborough back at our studios, who's engineering our broadcast tonight. Very, very appreciative of Don and all the hard work he's putting in for us this weekend. We will take you through about 8 minutes of the halftime, and then we will be back with some stats in half number two in this sectional final from Hartford. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
We're caught in the trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds. Saw an old friend I know. I stopped to say hello, but I could still see suspicion in your eyes.
Thank you.
why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose. Some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship, because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy and warm with lows only in the low 40s. A mix of sun and clouds and even warmer tomorrow with record highs in the upper 60s and breezy. Couple of sprinkles and showers Sunday night into Monday. Mostly cloudy and not as warm, but still pretty mild for this time of year with a high near 50. Right now it's 53.
Well, it's halftime here from Hartford Union, where we are in the Division 5 Section 4 final between the Comets of Albany Monticello and your Assumption Royals. And right now the upper hand belongs to the Comets as they lead it 23-18. We'll take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for the Comets, they got a lot of balanced scoring, just nobody with a whole lot of points. As you could figure, if you got a lot of balance and only 23 points. Anna Ellinger, matter of fact, she's the leading scorer. She's off the bench. She's got 5 points. After that, they've got 3 different girls with 4 points apiece. Delana Trumpy with 4. Also, Alana Dirce and Avery Briggs. And then 3 points apiece, both from three-point land for Abby Hollis and Molly Olson. Only 1-for-4 from the charity stripe for the Comets, turning it over 13 times. For the Assumption Royals, kind of the same story. 5 different girls having gotten to the scoring column. And just not a whole lot there. They've only put up 18 points in half number one. 6 for Addie Vollert. Matter of fact, 4 of those came from the charity stripe. After that, it was 4 for Anna Schooley. 3 apiece for Lydia Smits and Jordan Jaglinski. Jordan banking home a 3 while Lydia got it the old-fashioned way. And then here's a surprising statistic for you. Sarah Shaw with just 2 points tonight thus far. 5-for-6 from the free throw line for the Royals. And they have turned it over 7 times. So the Royals trailing it by 5 here at the break. Do a little business, Michael.
Yeah, I'd like to say a special thank you to Econ Electric for being a sponsor for high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. And, of course, I want to say a big thank you to Greenway RV. They've come on board to do a little advertising and sponsoring the broadcasts for as far as the Royals go here, and they want to go up in the spring, it says. So thank you to Greenway RV and to Econ Electric. But no matter who they are, and hopefully some more come on board, that'd be awesome. WRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners.
So they're going to reset the old clock for 18 minutes. As the final 18 minutes will tick off here for one of these two teams. The other one gets to head to the Rush to the Resh continue next week Friday at either 9 or probably around 11 o'clock, depending upon where they get seated tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So it'll be Albany basketball as they now go away from us here in half number 2. And they will take it immediately to the right wing in the hands of Molly Olson. Get it on the left side, turn the corner, miss that one, and over the back call that time as Trumpy missed the shot, but she got her own rebound, but she had to go through a Royal to do it, and it'll be her second personal foul. And the outside official saw her push from behind. There's good job officiating right there.
Yeah.
So the Royals with a chance to cut this lead. We were talking at halftime, Michael, that the Royals were down by 8 at one point, and the ball was in the possession of the Comets. It could have been a 10 or 11-point game right there, but Royals fought back and now only trail it by 5.
Yeah, they got some luck on that. Now they just need to start making some baskets.
Claire Nelson with it. Addie Vollert and Ascoli on the right side. Goes baseline, spins, off the glass, good. We said it in the first half, if they can get her the ball that spot, she's got a real chance to score, and she did. Ball's on the floor in the backcourt. There's a battle for it, jump ball. Possession arrow, Royals. Turnover number 14 on the Comets. Yeah, put a little doubt in their mind, right?
You got to do something. Yeah, I mean, physically, they're matching up well with the Royals. If you can get in that cranium there, that thick piece of bone that holds the brain, that'll start changing things.
Vollert, they got Jay Glinski open for a three for the time. We are knotted at 23s, and the Royals coming with full court pressure. Dirtshy catches it. They clear everybody out. Almost a bump by Vollert would have been number three. Her and Jay Glinski double teaming. They both got two fouls. Got to be careful. Pass it around on the left-hand side to Olsen. And we get a walk. Nope, foul on the floor. It's going to be close one way or the other, but they're going to call the foul on the reach-in. I think it's going to be on Sarah Shaw, which will be her second personal.
It's on Shaw? Yep, it's Shaw.
Quick 5 points for the Royals, and we have now 16:45 to go with nothing been decided. And now a steal on the inbounds pass. Sarah Shaw picks it up. She's going to go length of the court, lay it up and lay it in.
There we go.
And the Royals got the lead back. Coach Dozier needs a timeout, and so do we. We're back with more from Hartford right after this.
And now the continuing adventures of Captain Collision. Aha, the phone. Hello, Mankey's Collision Center.
Hello, Captain Collision. I'm in real trouble, and I hope you can save me.
Well, at Mankey Collision Center, we're in the business of saving people. I'm on the way.
I'm so glad you're here.
Wow, your car has quite a bit of damage.
I know, and here's an even bigger problem. Everyone is saying it may take months to get it fixed. I can't wait for months. I just don't know what to do.
Do you think you and your big, strong, super talented team can get my car fixed any faster? Pretty please, Captain Collision?
Oh, well, never fear. The Mankey team can help. We'll give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work. At Mankey Collision Center, we have experts that will get your vehicle fixed with skills that are both efficient and expedient.
Thanks, Captain.
Mankey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
Well, while we're the way, guess what? The Royals forced a turnover in the backcourt as Anna Schooley picks it off, and now the Royals with the ball and the two-point lead as they started off this half number two on a 7-0 run. Sarah Shaw with it on the right wing. Anna Schooley pops out with the help. She pounds the pavement a few times. She lost the ball. She carried it. Fortunately, picked up by Addie Vollert. Goes left side. Jay Glinski for three. Ooh. Just a little bit right. Smits with the rebound underneath. Gets hammered inside, but she's able to get it back out to Jay Glinski, and they can reload it.
That was Nelson on the board. A little screened out there.
Yeah, we got a lot of bodies between us and the board. So Jay Glinski with it on the right side. Schooley just inside the arc. Long two comes up short. Reaching in, Sarah Shaw just took it right out of her hands. Gets knocked to the floor, and she'll shoot a couple.
What I was wondering, we talked about it a little bit at the break, Randy, was about Assumption picking up the pressure and a blitzkrieg, kind of a shock and awe to start the second half. And that was a great timeout taken by the Albany Monticello coach. But so far, it hasn't taken effect.
Sarah Shaw gets the first free throw. That makes it an 8-0 run to start the half. And if she can hit the second one, it'll be a 9-0 start, and it is. And she buries them both. So the Royals, trailing by 5 at the half, now lead by 4, 15:35 to go. Racing into the forecourt is Dirtshy. Oh, there was a shuffle of the foot, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Riggs got away with it. Go on the right baseline. Good defense. Turn it over to Dirtshy. Nice look underneath. Off the glass. Missed the bunny. And the rebound battled for and won by Anna Schooley. Royals are out on the fly. Anna don't run over. She gets it around to Jags, and they reload the offense. Left side Shaw underneath, wide open. Vollert missed the bunny. Rebound from behind. That could be on Sarah. Either Addie or Sarah, one of the two.
That was on Vollert, and that was one I thought would be over the back.
It's on Sarah, actually.
Oh, it's on Shaw.
It's going to be her third.
Okay. Yeah, I saw Vollert, the one getting Immore in the play, so that's why I thought it was Voller. My apologies there.
So Sarah will take a seat with those three fouls and will be replaced by Lydia Smits. See how Coach lets her sit. At the 15-minute mark, Royals by four. There's the bounce ahead to the top of the wheel into the hands of Durche. Right side Olsen back to Durche. They play catch on the left, top and right. Durche goes baseline. Tries to feed it inside. Goes off the leg of a Royal, and it's picked up by Vollert. Double teamed in the backcourt. She's getting hammered pretty good. We play on, and the Royals will settle it in. 14:38 to go. Half number two. Royals by four. Schooley with it. Ball above her head, about 6 feet beyond the arc. She'll take it with the left hand, pick up the dribble, and now goes to Vollert. Right side, Claire Nelson. Back over to Schooley, going on the baseline, spinning, stopping, popping.
Boom!
There's that just... Another timeout going to be taken by Coach Dozier. As the Royals increase their lead to six, we're going to take a full timeout. Back with more from Hartford right after this.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org to get started. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA. Keeping the education in sports.
So as we come out of the timeout, there is 14-19 remaining here in our contest. Royals on an 11-0 start to half number two and lead it by 6, 29-23. About the only downside to the start of this half is that Sarah Shaw picked up her third personal foul. Comets with the basketball after Coach Dozier's second timeout here in half number two already. Olsen will lob it out of bounds right to the Comet bench. And turnover number 15, 18 I've got now.
Yeah, I've got 18, 5.5.
Sarah Shaw will come back in after only a minute and a half breather there and replaces Claire Nelson. So play two calls out Addie Vollert. Crosses over that dribble between the two rings, goes to the right wing herself. Now picks up the dribble. Goes on the right baseline. They're going to try to get it down to Schooley down low again. Good defense down there. So Smits decides not to go inside. Little runner for Jake Linsky. Oh, it rolls off to the left. Rebound Sarah Shaw, however. Three ball Vollert. No. Oh. And the rebound run down by Smits. She was out of bounds. Got away with it. But it's when she saved it into the hands of Hollis.
Oh, a close play.
Little running bank shot. That was tough. I think that was Hollis.
Yes, I had
nope,
to.
Nope, they're flashing up that it was Durche.
All right.
So she's got six now. So they finally break the streak, and a timeout going to be taken by Coach Klein. He wants just a 30. Yep, we'll take a 30 with him. Back with more from Hartford right after this.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So it'll be Royals basketball with 13 minutes, 11 seconds to go as we come out of the TO. And Addie Vollert has it on the Oriole at half court, the mascot for Hartford Union. She takes it to the right side to Sarah Shaw. The Royals rotate the arc right now with a four-point lead. Bollert, left side. Schooley going to pop a three ball. Ooh. It went halfway around and down and out. They've had some close looks on those threes. They just haven't stuck them all.
They've had about three that pass right that roll out, I should say.
Inside. Doesn't go on the layup attempt that time by Ellinger, and rebound into the hands of the Royals as Schooley climbed the ladder that time.
No whistle on that rebound either. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah. Thought maybe on the shot as well. Schooley's on the left baseline. Back over to Shaw. Put up the shot. Wide left and short. And the ball secured by Hollis. Here's Durche racing it into a double team. Careful, Sarah Shaw. They'll give it to Ellinger. She'll turn the corner, goes baseline, kick it back out.
Ooh.
Again, almost a drag of that pivot foot by Trumpy. I think there's been a couple times they might have got away with a little bit of a shuffle, but we play on. I won't have too many whistles either. Long three ball on the way. That almost hit the score clock, and the rebound to Addie Vollert. That thing was way outside. That had to be a 25-footer. Vollert will try to feed it to Schooley, who makes a tough catch, puts it up.
There
but she's going to shoot free throws.
I would have liked the and one, but I'll take the two opportunities here.
First on Alana Durche, the senior. And team foul number three on Albany Monticello. So two free throws up and coming for Anna Schooley. Her first one's on the way and rolls off. It's only the second miss of the ball game for Assumption. They're 7-for-9 now from the free throw line. 8-for-10 sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
But she can't make it. And a good box out by the Comets. And they'll secure the rebound. And Sarah Shaw says, I'm not going to go over there and reach in and take a chance of getting foul number three. There's a good look on the baseline. Cut back door. Hoop and harm. Against the pressure that time, what the Comets did was they sent two on the baseline. When they got it over the top to the left baseline, back baseline, Trumpy came flying through, caught and finished, and drew the foul. And it's going to be against Claire Nelson. First on Claire, third on the team. Trumpy 0 for 1 from the free throw line. She's now 1 for 2. She rattles it home, and the lead is down to 1 for the Royals. Vollert up ahead, left baseline. Sarah Shaw, runner off the glass. Good. She got too deep on the baseline that time. And the Royals back up by 3 with 11 and a quarter to go. Here's the pass up across the timeline. Ellinger, Durche takes it all the way to the basket against Anna Schooley. What a tough shot. Durche with the left hand and the kiss off the glass. And Vollert almost walked. Whew. She was going to pass it, and then she thought better of it. She was able to keep that right pivot foot on the ground. Sarah Shaw, right side. Claire Nelson with it. Lobs it all over the top to Vollert. Can't finish it. And the rebound to Durche. Double teamed. Up ahead, they got a run out. Shot up and good for Trumpy. She's got 5 points in the half. Lead back in the hands of the Comets. Three ball on the way. Trumpy! She now has 3 trays behind her name, and the Royals back on top by 2 with 10.5 minutes remaining. Vollert with pressure on the backcourt. Goes against Durche. Little bit of a bump. We play on. Layup, no. Rebound secured by Vollert. Look up ahead. Schooley bounce it across. Sarah Shaw, finish it. The crowd erupts. Long pass up ahead. Into the hand of Briggs. Schooley waiting for. Trying to get a cutter. Sarah Shaw with the INT. We're going the other way. Addie Vollert, cross it over. Left hand! Got it! You can book it! And she draws the foul. And I think that might Durche. Be on Miss Durche. It'll be her second. And the Royals will now get a
30-second timeout coming for here.
Okay, the Comets won it. We'll take it with them. Back with more right after this.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com